You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel today?
AP voter Haley Sawyer. Oh, Ms. Sawyer, just she's an AP voter, apparently. And she vote. You know how people make, you know, your votes. We talked about your voting all the time and up or down or whatever, and she moved the Florida Gators up two spots after losing at home to USF.
You know what that means. She didn't watch. She just filled it out. There's no way anybody moves up two spots unless everybody lost. Well, even then, you're not moving up.
They lost to an unranked team at home.
Yes.
USF is ranked now after this win.
Because they have two big wins over Boise and Florida
yes.
now.
But, so she was challenged by either a Bulls player. He's got a picture of Uncle Rico, but it's number 18, USF Bulls 69. Anyway, he hits her up and says, you know, criticizing her. Her response, and I quote, "I don't want to go too much into my process or logic. It's really fun, but it doesn't probably matter in the end." Which means you're probably right.
You probably didn't watch.
Probably didn't watch.
Can I throw myself under the bus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back when Bobby Petrino was at Louisville the first time. I had Louisville in the top 10, and I filled out my ballot the next week after they won, and I had them out of the top 25 and won an SEC game. Somebody called me out on it on social media, and I became a hero. You know why? I said, man, that's my bad. I overlooked that. I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
And from there, they were like, oh, man, I think I just gave respect
for
you.
It's okay. We all make mistakes.
People said, dude, I just gave respect for you. I made a mistake. I said, I don't know what I did. I just overlooked them. They were supposed to come up. But, yeah, I've been there, done that. Who your shovel go to?
Since my shovel ties into Sports Talk, Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at $30 for your first year or $250 per month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And speaking of Sports Talk, I might need Ed's help on this a little bit because he heard it and told me. I'm giving it to the overnight guy, Pat Boyle.
What do you do?
He came out and said that since Josh Allen beat the Ravens in week one, that proved that he's the real MVP.
Yeah, I played Lamar, is what he said. Yeah.
Lamar didn't defend him.
Huh?
Lamar didn't defend him. Lamar don't play defense.
Quarterback rating was better.
But doesn't matter. Lamar doesn't play defense.
Right.
If we played basketball, we guarded one another, that could be proof that maybe you were MVP.
Yeah.
Okay. But Lamar doesn't guard him.
But here's the issue, though. That MVP was for the 2024 season.
Is that?
This is the 2025 season.
And what did Lamar do in 2024 against him?
He should have won the MVP.
No, what did he do against the Bills?
He blew their asses out. So that means he should have been the MVP that year because we don't count the playoffs. I mean, stop with this matter of fact, whatever's just happened, that means this is it. This is overreaction week two. Why? Because people are going to go, well, that team sucked last week, so they can't be good, and this team's that, and that team's that. And you're going to go, man, I don't know what happened this week. It's because you need this to play out a little bit. And to sit here and take, I get so pissed off at people when they were like, hey, if you look at Lamar's numbers from his first MVP, they're worse than the numbers from this. Compare him to his peers that year, not what happened this year. What happens in 2026 is not going to have anything to do with 2020 or 2023 to 28. It has nothing to do with it. It's that singular season. So I don't know why we keep going over this. The same guy was like, Jalen Hurts, when he won the Super Bowl, he's elevated himself in the top five. Why? Why?
Which is ridiculous. The Ravens lost, the Chiefs lost, the Lions lost, all this. Do you think they're going to continue to lose all season?
No.
It's so stupid.
Well, week one is proof that Derrick Henry should have been Offensive Player of the Year last year, not Saquon Barkley.
Right.
Yep, you nailed it. Yeah. That's like when people used to give me the, well, he's got more rings than him, so he's a better player. And I said, well, Bill Romanowski has more rings than, at the time, than Ray Lewis. Who's better?
Charles Haley is at the time.
Well, Ray is. Yeah. Ray's better. Well, it doesn't count unless it's the quarterback.
Oh.
Hey, stop that.
My shovel goes to my friends who are still calling / texting me over Sunday's loss. Move on. I mean, yesterday I'm still being bombarded about, hey, you know what, Rob, on this play, move on. My buddy, Josh McKinney, I couldn't make up anything negative to say about him if I wanted to. Salt of the earth guy. Love him. Runs the Chick-fil-A over there in Middle River. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about a good guy? Good guy. But you gonna stop texting me about the plays that occurred in this game, Josh. You're going to stop texting me, Josh. I don't care. I'm on to week two. Week one is gone. I'm on to week two. This is another reason I love baseball. You know why? Because you don't have all week to talk about one damn game. Move on. We're getting ready for Cleveland. The calls that they didn't call, the things that the officials missed, all the things that happened in week one are dead and stinking. It's done. Get ready for week two. Stop call / texting me about things. Mike P, baby, you got to stop doing it, man. Stop calling me. Stop texting me during the show. And another thing, I don't care. Week two, I want to talk about Cleveland. I feel like Bill Belichick.
I'm on the Cleveland Browns.
On the Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm on the Cleveland Browns. I am. Bill's game is over. I'm on the Cleveland Browns.
I'd rather talk about Jerry Jeudy's ass than talk about what happened in week one. Seriously. I'm done with it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Crofton and get Pete. Wants to talk about Ravens Bills. What's up, Pete?
What's going on? You're exactly right, brother. Now, my shovel goes to all. This includes the staff, coaching staff, and any player that participated or was involved with an attitude of sitting on the lead. That's who my shovel goes to.
Sitting on the lead. Keep it moving.
I just hope we win.
All gas, no brakes. All right, guys, that's a wrap. Coach, is 9 minutes left in the game. That's a wrap.
We won.
That's all, folks.
Did they say first one to 40 gets it? You know, like, again, each week you're going to see something, and it's all about matchups and, you know, are teams overlooking this team? Is this the ball bounce goofy in the game? How many games this weekend did we see where something came in with special teams? Somebody fumbling a kickoff, the Jets game, muffing a punt. You can go back to Saturday over that cost two teams games, big games with muff punts where they almost lost. Well, one team almost lost, won it in double overtime. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that can happen in the game that change the trajectory of it. And I think it's week to week, but it is amazing how people ride this roller coaster. And when it's on the downswing, it's the end of the world, man.
Man, what league are you playing in where you just drafted a fantasy team last night?
Unless he's just doing, well, after week one? Who did that?
Friend of mine.
That don't make no sense.
Do you mean weekly fantasy?
That's what I'm texting back.
Yeah. Maybe it's daily fantasy.
What is that?
What's that, man? Yeah.
I hope so. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Andy Baskin from 92.3 The Fan. He's from Cleveland's 92Q, Jeremy.
Yeah, he jams Cleveland's best hits in their community. That's up there, right, in the flats.
He's going to be on the show at 9:15. And they're a little upset in Cleveland about the Ravens celebrating their 30th anniversary with the Browns in town. What is he going to have?
Some whamburgers and French fries. I mean, come on. Like, really?
That's not 15. But on the other side, the O's are slightly above 500 when Mancino at the helm. That's Mancino for those you don't know. If the team finishes above 500 with him on watch, should he get the job for 2026? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You guys have seen how the Baltimore Orioles have played since Tony Mancino has. Let's throw the record out. Yeah, that's slightly over 500. But let's throw that out. Based on what you've seen, Jeremy, have you seen enough to give Tony Mancino the job next year?
Man, this is so tough because, like, he's done a really good job. He has.
Tough question.
But you know they want to go out and get their guy, and he wasn't their guy. And I don't know that he's done enough in a half of a season, a little bit more to sit here and say, yeah, he's our guy. I think he handles the club well. I loved ever since
he's been their guys who Elias
and all those guys. Like, I'm not sure he's their guy. Like, again, analytically speaking, I don't know where he stands. But I also feel like with all the names that were mentioned and linked here, like the Skip Schumachers of the world right. and the Ryan Flaherty's name had been mentioned here and some other guys, like, I don't think you have to sign one of your former players or one of your own. It doesn't have to be something that like that, but get the right guy. And knowing how much they're into analytics, I think they're going to want to find their guy that looks at things the same way they do. Maybe Mancino does. You might know more than I do about that.
But let me play devil's advocate for a second. Ed, how much you think Brandon Hyde had full autonomy on who he hired as coach on his staff?
Yeah.
You think so?
I do.
Okay, if he had full autonomy, then why did Freddie Gonzalez get let go?
I assume it was his move. I don't know.
That wasn't.
It wasn't. Huh?
I don't think that was.
Because I love Freddie Gonzalez.
I don't think Hyde would have ever gotten rid of Freddie Gonzalez. Yeah. I don't. And I'm saying I don't think he had full autonomy on who he hired on his coaching staff. I think he had a lot of power, but I don't think fully. Maybe he did what I just said over there, Jeremy, yesterday. There was a line. Above that line was all the people that you can hire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These are the people you can hire.
Yeah.
You know, choose from this group here. And I say that to kind of push back a little bit on whether or not Mancini is their guy. Because I don't think he would be here if they didn't sign off on it, on being on the staff. Whether he's their guy to be the manager, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be on his staff if they didn't somehow sign off on that.
Well, that's true. I mean, they had to approve it. The problem I have with him is I can't tell the equivalent, because he got so many people coming back healthy, these guys from the minors.
Bingo.
All these minor league players are playing so well.
Yes.
So well. So I don't know if it's like you look out the window and the ground's wet. Did the street sweeper come by or did it rain? I don't know. All I know is the street's wet.
Right.
All I know is the Orioles look better now. I don't know why it is.
Yeah.
I can't tell because you have all these young guys playing so well. I don't know if it's Mancini or not.
You know, they're running. They're more aggressive on the base pass because those aren't the guys that were playing on the base pass when Hyde was here. And I'm not taking anything from Mancini. I personally love Tony Mancini. Personally. I do. I think he is a sensational baseball mind. I do. But at the same time, I felt the same way about Brandon Hyde. So I just don't know whether or not he is the guy that can lead a team long term. I don't doubt it, but I don't know it.
You don't know.
I would love to see someone with some managerial experience. Some success in managing get the job.
Well,
who's seen some success before?
But do you agree with me with the fact? All right, let me ask you: what do you think the chances are that he's back as the manager next year? Is it 10%? Is it 50%? Is it
50? Come on, give me. Come on. Why do I have to say this?
Because it sounds better when you say it. Black Irish? Oh, sorry. Hey,
One day a year. One day a year.
But what do you think? Seriously, because my thought process all along is it sucks to be Mancini because you have to be unbelievably great to earn that spot and win them over. But if you've been really good and not necessarily won them over, you're not going to be back here next year because if they bring in their own guy, they're going to say goodbye to him because you don't want somebody that just managed these guys. Do you want players going to him saying, man, I don't know what Skip's doing over here. We wish you had you back. A lot of guys don't want that. So I just think he's in an unenviable situation to be in, even though he got an opportunity to be an interim manager.
You asked me percentage. I think under 25%. No more than 25% chance of being here. I think the odds are stacked against them. If I woke up 2 days after the season was over, early October, and I read that Tony Mancini is going to be the manager of the Baltimore Orioles, I would say my response would be, going to be in pretty good hands. Get the right people around him. I think he keep Anthony Sanders on board. I like Robinson Chirinos. I don't know whether or how much they like him, but I think Anthony Sanders, the guy you got to keep, and I think the pitching coach staff you got to keep because they do a really, really good job. I think everybody would agree to that. If I woke up 2 days after the season and I heard they were getting Skip Schumacher, like you keep bringing up Jeremy or somebody of that nature, then I'd be okay too. I'm upset over this. If you knew it was a chance that Brandon Hyde was going to go, if you thought for 1 second that if Brandon Hyde doesn't come out of the gate doing this, you're going to let him go, I wish they would have just let him go in the offseason and got Terry Francona.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Okay, if you're, because you're basically saying you want a reason to let him go. And I'm not saying that was the case. But if that was the case, then give him his walking papers now and go get Terry Francona. Yeah. Because I think Francona's a guy that can manage in analytics, out of analytics.
He's just a good manager.
Mixture of analytics.
Yeah.
He's just a manager,
he's just
man.
He's a good manager.
When you got that guy available, go get that guy. And I personally, Jeremy, believe Francona would have taken this job over Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Easy fix.
I think so, too. But how do you fire the manager after he won Manager of the Year?
You wait 2 months to do it.
Yeah.
You still wait. You waited 2 months and did it.
Yeah, but you can't do it after he just won the award. Like, that's kind of ridiculous, Larry, right? Hey, you did such a good job. We're not going to bring you back, Davey Johnson. Rest in peace. You know, like, it, that stuff typically doesn't happen. You're going to see the guy get fired. And again, like, what do they want to do? And behind closed doors, we know we have a very analytical team. That's why I think they want to get somebody that kind of fits into the mold of what they do. And by the way, like, I've said this before for the people saying, oh, analytics are stupid. It's too analytical. It's just information, guys.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That is truly all it is. Yeah. It's just to guide you. Yeah.
Andy Baskin comes in and tells us why he doesn't think the Ravens should celebrate their 30th anniversary this Sunday. He'll join us at 9:15, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Oh, man. We're gonna talk a little bit about Charlie Sheen. Have you heard the latest with him and what he said he did through his drug-filled adventures? We're going to talk about paragliding and how the hell... I don't know what the percentage of chance that this happens, but how about almost dying in a paragliding accident because there's something floating in the air? Mm. And lastly, this is a sad story. From a little bit ago, and I didn't get to do it because, you know, those 3 weeks where you guys had really good shows and I wasn't here. Man dies suffocated after obese wife falls on top of him and he can't get up. We talk about that next in the World of Stupid. Winning. Here we go. We're going to talk about Charlie Sheen and his tiger blood and everything that went on with him. He's writing a tell-all book, and I think they're doing a documentary as well. How much do you guys remember of Charlie Sheen when we were getting to those kind of, like, the weird stuff that was going on?
Question is, how much does Charlie Sheen remember?
Yeah, I do.
Well, he's opening up now about some of the things that went on. He said he did so much coke that the Mexican cartel stopped selling to him. Doesn't that mean shouldn't you be, like, the number one customer? Shouldn't they be giving you freebies?
Even a card with stamps on it?
He also, yeah. And with all the things that Charlie Sheen has done, the things he said, the thing that people can't get over is... He just admitted to having a couple of gay encounters sexually.
Really?
Yes. And this is, they're going to get into this in the documentary and the book. Here's what he said. It's just bleeping liberating. Just talk about this stuff. The 6-year-old actor says, it's like a train didn't come through the side of the restaurant. A bleeping piano didn't fall out of the sky. No one ran into the room and shot me. And then he starts talking about how this all started while using crack. That's what led him to have sex with other men. That's what started it. That's where it was born or sparked. And in what other and in whatever chunks of time that I was off the pipe, trying to navigate that, trying to come to terms with it. Where did that come from? Why did it happen? And then just finally being like, so what? So what? Some of it was weird. A lot of it was bleeping fun and life goes on. He's living with HIV. I mean, for people that don't know that, this guy has lived one of the most interesting lives. He was a great actor.
See, I'm not surprised about that, though, because normally when people do all those strange and weird things, they get bored.
Yeah.
And they try new things.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've talked about this before, especially regarding athletes, because I know I've heard, and I know you guys have heard, too, about certain athletes, professional athletes that apparently have gotten tired of this sort of thing and like to dabble in that sort of thing, but they don't consider themselves gay because they're a top. Is that the easiest way to put it?
I guess.
But what do you think about this Charlie Sheen stuff? That's the thing that people get hung up on. Anytime you mention
gay,
oh my God, what did he do? Well, he murdered a guy, but yeah, he said he was gay. What? He's gay? It's like, come on, man.
The problem is, I like Charlie Sheen. I mean, I think he was really good movies. Major League is probably my favorite sports movie.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was Platoon.
Platoon.
Right? I mean, he's been some really good
Men
movies.
Men at
Work. He's done, Two and a Half Men was a great series for a long
time.
Well,
that's the other thing with Two and a Half Men. He's now making his apology tour, and part of this is about him trying to say, I'm really sorry to John Cryer for the way that things went.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It should be. But the bottom line is with this, I don't care. Like, I mean, I liked him then, and I don't care if he had gay experiences now. And
I mean, who cares?
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
All right, let's get to this paraglider story. By the way, Rob, if you die in a paragliding accident, should I question?
Yes.
What about you, Ed? Would you do it?
Now, no. I would have before.
I think I'd do it.
Yeah. Because I like doing stuff like parasailing, and I would do a paragliding thing. And stuff. Now I'm so limited with my multiple injuries now, I wouldn't risk it.
How would you like the timing of paragliding and then a big-ass balloon's coming towards you from somebody's birthday party that they released, and you almost crash and die? 27-year-old named Michael recently faced what would be the most people's nightmare while doing any sort of activity in the air. He was filming it, too. A moment when a large, six-foot balloon drifted into his path during a motorized paraglider flight, nearly getting caught in his equipment and causing him to crash. Can you imagine, man? Like, we've seen the hot air balloons where, especially guys trying to save people's lives, and he got caught in it.
Right. Investigate that, too.
If Rob gets caught in a hot air balloon death, investigate.
Yes.
But, yeah, this is a... I mean, look, it has a happy ending, but you guys can kind of see here where somebody's...
It has a happy ending. What kind of paraglider is this?
Well, it's Chinese massage paraglider. No, it's a... So it's... I'm saying he didn't crash and die, but it was a scary moment. But did you die is what we want to know.
If I die getting a happy ending, don't investigate.
All right.
Well, mind your business.
Speaking of death, this is a sad story. And I don't want any of you to laugh. Okay?
All right.
Ed?
Go ahead.
Man dies suffocated after obese wife falls on top of him and he can't get up. It took five men to get the woman off of him. I just said don't laugh, Ed. I just said it. You heard it.
Man. Why wouldn't she get up off him?
She'd fallen. Enjoying herself. She'd fallen and can't get up.
Honestly, was she trying to kill him? Was she sitting?
Well, here, let me get to the story. 59-year-old man suffocated to death.
What section was she sitting on?
It had to be his head, his face.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
What?
She didn't know he was...
What?
She didn't know he was finished?
And now you're laughing.
I just got lightheaded.
He got suffocated.
All right, well, here.
He did.
He, to death next to his bed in the Portuguese town of Campinas? I'm not saying Campinas, am I? Did I just say that?
You did.
All right. The woman Why do they put this line? The woman suffers from obesity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hey.
So does he now.
Other than that, how was the play, Miss Lincoln? Yeah. According to the newspaper, which occurred near the town of Porto, if that's even, anybody knows.
Yeah, they know what that means.
Of course, Porto, everybody knows it. Local police explained that the man died of accidental asphyxiation. So it does sound like maybe Ed's claim was right.
There's no doubt. It had to be.
Hey, honey, I don't know what
to do. What other place could she be that makes
him die?
She could
have died on his chest, but that would have not been asphyxiation.
Yeah.
They would die from chest compression. Like the
well, maybe she was big enough to cover all of it.
Maybe she did. Do they?
Do you think he said, I'll take a look at it, but I got to numb it first?
Any place there they give her measurements or weight or anything?
I'm still working on that part of it. The accidental asphyxiation, according to his wife, when she woke up, she saw her husband on the floor between the bed and the wall. He tripped and couldn't get up. Neighbors reported that it took five men to get her out and to help her husband. However, it was too late. The firefighters and ambulance were unable to revive him. It's obviously an unusual death, but there's nothing criminal about it. The woman was trying to get closer to her partner who was on the ground when she tripped and fell on him. So they're not saying it was sexual, but she tripped and fell and she couldn't get up and he suffocated to death. That poor woman... Can you imagine living with that the rest of your life?
Well,
or not.
He's not doing so well either.
All right. Well,
you know that's where port comes from.
What?
Porto.
What the wine you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wine Portugal. It's from Porto.
I didn't know that. Where did you know she suffers from obesity?
I just know because you told me. Yeah.
I mean, what they had to list that line in there? Like, a man died, and then they said his overweight wife suffocated him. And then they go, yeah, she suffers from obesity. Oh, really? Is that what happened? Hold on, the guy drowned in the water? That's where he... Come on, man. Anyway, that's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. 410-583.
I like today's.
105.7. Andy Baskin joins us from Cleveland, 92.3, the fan. But on the other side, outside of the secondary, would you say the pass rusher is the position most in need of a bounce-back performance for the Ravens? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed, you watched that game, and I know you felt all the disappointment. Would you say not only the secondary, but the pass rush is the one group that's under the microscope as much as anybody else?
They couldn't get any kind of pressure on him, and every time they got pressure on him, he easily, I mean, just slid right to the outside and took off. They were terrible.
So do they need to bounce back too?
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. It was just a bad performance. I mean, the defense had a bad performance. And, you know, this isn't hindsight. It was frustrating to watch. I mean, they shouldn't give up 41 points to anybody. And they did. And it looked easy. I mean, Allen was moving the ball at will against them.
Jeremy, you agree with that?
I mean, look, the pass, yeah, it's got to get better. It felt like he had time to do whatever he wanted back there. Now, there were times that he created it because that's part of his game. That's what he does.
Yeah.
That's what Lamar does, where it's very defeating for pass rushers to chase a guy down and feel like you're getting there, and then they get away. And how many times do we see that guy that can't get there, and then all of a sudden he gets the late hit late in the game because he couldn't get there the whole damn game, and he finally has a shot to take a hit on him, and he hits him late. But yeah, it's got to be better this week. And I think with Cleveland's offensive line, Joe Flacco being a guy that's not, what's the word, mobile? He's not going to be mobile. So I think you know where you have to get to and trying to move him off his spots. I think this is a total mismatch in my mind. The only thing that kind of makes you worry a little bit is it's a divisional game, and we've seen strange things happen. Usually in Cleveland, not here, but we have seen it happen here.
Yeah, I think the pass rush for sure. You got to rattle the cages and really get in people's jocks, so to speak. And I just don't see this pass rush doing that. This is one of those let's scheme it up pass rushes. And whenever you got to scheme up a pass rush, guys, you're probably taking from somewhere else.
Yep.
All right, you scheme it up. Are you taking from the linebackers or are you taking from the secondary? But you got to take from someone in order to scheme up. That's what gets me. You need one or two guys who can put their hands in the dirt or two-point stands coming from the outside and just wreak havoc. If Mike Green doesn't do it, and he hasn't yet, and I'm not saying he can't, we just haven't seen it yet, they don't have that guy. And that's what ultimately concerns me about this defense.
Well, what if, then just this is a big what if, what if Elway hurries him like 3 or 4 times a game? Like, what if he gets close to him and it just makes Joe pick up the pace a little bit? What does that
Joe
do for
Flacco
you?
Joe Flacco
may be a guy that quarterback pressures do something to him because he's a one-trick pony.
Mm-hmm.
So in all seriousness, quarterback pressures may mean something this weekend. Just most quarterbacks, it doesn't mean anything.
I wonder if we see Quinshon Judkins, who just signed before last week. He wasn't able to play in week one.
He's in trouble, isn't he? The running back?
Yeah, but he just signed with them. I don't think anything's come of what's going to happen with any of that stuff.
So I think we were talking to Vinny Serrato on the commercial break, going back to Joe Flacco. If you hurry Joe Flacco too much, Cleveland's just going to adjust and go quick routes, and he's going to get rid of the football before you get to him. That's what they're going to do. That's why you got to have somebody who's going to bring the quarterback down.
But are his receivers good enough to make something happen off the short passing game? It depends. Like, if you're blitzing, they catch you. Because, like, on the one, time that the Ravens blitzed and almost got the Josh Allen, he created some extra time and it eventually found somebody. It was a screen, like a screen pass was set up. And you're blitzing on a screen pass. If they're throwing the way you're coming from, it's going to be a big play because Kansas City and Andy Reid are so good. I don't want to say it guessing, at knowing when you're coming.
Was that a shot?
Wait a minute.
Was that a shot at the defense when you said that the one time they got to him?
No, I mean, you could say, yeah.
Sounds like it.
I mean, you give up 41 points, you're going to take some shots. I'm sorry.
You know what? If you have the right bar and they score 40 points, you take a lot of shots.
I told you my favorite.
Take a lot of them.
My favorite moment ever was being at De La Rosa's when it was on the Avenue, and my buddy came in and we were watching the Pro Bowl. And to make it interesting, we said we were betting Jeff the bartender, and I said whenever the NFC scores, we're gonna do a shot because we bet the NFC over the AFC. You know, it's bar tab versus whatever. You know, so my little buddy Wang is sitting there and he's going along with shots. I don't know if you know this. The NFC scored 7 touchdowns in the first half.
Wow.
So we took 7 shots. Somebody had to go put Wang to bed. Carry his little ass and put him in the back of the car so we could watch the second half. Jeff came out with a pan banging on it. And he just wakes up like, oh,
was
man.
Was Wang the one with Fafte, man?
Fafte. Yeah, Steve Seisman. Satisfied Fafte, man. Fafte. We did that all Ireland. It never stopped. Fafte.
Cliff and White Marsh. What's up, Cliff?
Nice to get in touch with you guys here. You know, Rob and Ed and Jeremy, I was watching the game in real time, and full disclosure, I went to bed because it was getting late for me. And the fans, the players on Buffalo, I mean, it looked like the sagging shoulders. And the Raven offense went through that defense like a knife through hot butter. But it was a perfect storm when we're talking about the defense. We scored so fast, and the first game of the year with nobody playing a preseason down, they were gassed, and there's no doubt about it. In Buffalo with Allen, who's Ed, you hit on it yesterday, he is a phenomenal quarterback.
Yes.
And it just worked out that way. But just think about this. There were 5 plays, and Rob, we all talk about basketball. When a coach says, we need to get the 50-50 balls, we need to get a good percentage of them. Well, 5 plays in that game were an inch or so away from the down punt that he slid into the end zone, to the finger on this, the finger on that. And the Ravens got none of those 50-50 plays. And that's what creates a huge comeback win. And, you know, it's just one of those things. I think at halftime, Buffalo really had 10 points. And one of the touchdown was on a half of a field. So I'm just saying, don't throw water ashes on the Raven defense right yet. Give this a little bit of time this week. You'll see a lot better performance. And I'm just saying, the Ravens, in my opinion, they'll be fine.
Thanks, Cliff.
Do you have the same amount of confidence, both of you?
I think the Ravens are going to be fine as well. Yeah. Absolutely. I really do.
I think this is, it sucks. We have to like bask in this for a week and you look forward to it for so much. And then you give up 41 points and blow a 15-point lead with 4 minutes. We're tired of already saying that. It is what it is, but you got to move on from it and come back this week and do what you're supposed to. The sad part is, as you guys talked about, you have a very difficult month of September. You get a divisional game, which you should take care of business this Sunday. You're a double digit favorite. But getting the Lions, we don't know what they are yet. They get their home opener this weekend. And then the Chiefs. What happens if the Chiefs lose to the Eagles and they're 0-2? What happens if the Lions lose and they're 0-2? You know, like, these are all possibilities and coming in, and it doesn't change the fact that the Ravens should still be a better team and win that game, in my opinion. But, you know how it looks. You get those hungry teams when they're 0-2, and all of a sudden they're trying harder. We can't afford to go 0-3, or we're going to miss the playoffs.
Andy Baskin from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland joins us at 9:15. He was the host that said on air that the Ravens don't need to celebrate their 30th anniversary with Cleveland in town. But on the other side, speaking of Cleveland coming to town, their starting quarterback was a Super Bowl MVP here in Baltimore. How will he be received on Sunday? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.